Now, for Big Fatty, there was the Ham Museum, El Museo de Jamón, in Madrid. So, of course, I had to stop and take a picture of that because, you know, who wouldn't appreciate that more than Big Fatty? Nobody, I think. I mean, nobody.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
Of course, I had to stop and take a picture of that.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 434 of the BFO for Friday, the 2th of October, 2009. Y'all, coming up on today's show, Big Fatty is going to go back to his childhood and tell one of the most embarrassing stories that he ever did to his grandmother in the Baptist church. Oh, Lord. Hi, everyone. I hope your Friday is going well. Y'all, this week has just zoomed. It's zoomed on by. And Big Fatty is very, very, very happy about that. Now, y'all, I don't have a lot to tell you about with this upcoming weekend, with the Lunar Desk. Jeremiah's on the streets. People are reacting how to the full moon?
They're just crazy, Big Fat, and they're crazy.
So I have it on good authority that Mr. Vader will be on time tonight at 7 o'clock for our weekly Little Fatty Cast. And you can hear that over on the pride48.com. But now, y'all, Big Fatty may not be able to stay around long for the after show, because Miss Porter and Granny have decided they are going to go to the patrickspubonline.com, now known as Club Patrick's, on Friday night this week, because they're having some sort of special promotion, Devils and Angels, and I'm not sure what that's about, but anyway, they decided they want to go on Friday night this week rather than Saturday night, and so I may have to go out with them on Friday night, you know, because, you know, you gotta keep in the loop with Miss Porter and with Granny. And then, you know, who knows what the rest of the weekend will present. Hopefully there'll be a gentleman caller, though. Oh, Big Fatty, just what you need, another gentleman caller. Now, y'all, there are big doings. There are big doings going on out there on the surface of the sun in the Californication. Because this weekend is when they are having the big gay days at the Disneyland. And, y'all, Miss West has a brand new shirt she was going to wear, except it's big enough for Big Ricky to fit into. And, evidently, he forgot to wash it. But, y'all, I think this is a prayer come true. Because if he had washed this red shirt with all of his other clothes, everything he'd own would be pink right now. Because you never wash a brand new red shirt with anything else. You wash it by itself. But, anyway, he was all upset. Oh, y'all, I just bit my lip. Ooh. How did you do that? I don't know. Well, that really fucking hurt. Poor Big Fatty, bitten lip. So there's big doings going on. It's going to be Miss West and the youngest daughter, that would be Vanessa. And, you know, she's on that Stars and Retartin'. And she'll be out there with Wiener. And Wiener will be there. He'll be the honorary gay. And then the boys from the That's What She Said, who are celebrating their one-year anniversarium, y'all. I don't know if you knew that or not. But they're going to be out there. But the one person that will be conspicuously absent from all of the events out there on the face of the sun will be none other than...
I can't walk. I'm gray. I'm fat and I'm bald. Don't you love me? Oh, yes.
And y'all, the one time you'd like to have the sea hag with you, because she's so fat that she can't walk, she'd have one of those rascals. And y'all, if you're in a party with somebody in a rascal, you go right to the front of the line. So could she be there for that? No. Oh, no, I am much too important. to lower myself to be with the commoners at Disneyland. I have my own. No, I cannot be there. No, I would have to lower myself to be with the commoners. I could not do that. So she's not going to be there. And anyway, and y'all, you know, the thing is, it was the perfect opportunity for the Sea Hag to put on her Sea Hag shirt that Miss West paid good money for, and to wear it and show it off on her rascal. And, you know, Miss West is bringing a flask. I'm sure it's going to be a flask of the Grey Goose. He'll have it right there, but no. No, I cannot lower myself to be amongst the commoners. So, anyway. So, instead, I'm sure she'll be preparing her Sunday school lesson. And y'all, speaking of Sunday school lessons. Now, Big Fatty grew up in the Baptist church. And, you know, that was because that's where my grandmother went, and on my Hatterina side. And, you know, she was in the WMU, y'all. She was the women's, I don't know what it was. It was the WMU. It was the Women's Union or something. I don't know what it was. But anyway, it was all the old biddies, all the old women. Because my grandfather had passed away, you know, soon after I was born. And so it was my grandmother and my aunt, who's 18 years older, or was 18 years older than my mother, and my mother's 77, so she would have been 95 if she's still alive, but she's not. And not my grandmother, my aunt. But anyway, grew up in the Baptist church, so every Sunday morning we'd have to pile into grandmother and aunt's car, and, you know, we'd go to Sunday school and church at the Baptist church, the Park Avenue Baptist Church. And y'all, my mother and father, believe it or not, the hat, he's decided that he likes to go to church now. He hated it when we were growing up. But, you know, now he and my mother, I guess, you know, you have a time when you come to Jesus and you realize, you know, I better do something to get on the good side so that I'm not burning in hell. But, you know, Big Fatty's going to be there and burning in hell. So, anyway. So as a young child, and y'all, in the Baptist church, there is a pecking order. At least it was at the Park Avenue Baptist Church. And, you know, everybody had their row. And, you know, you never sat on somebody else's row. And you could always tell when there were visitors, because they would sit in somebody. They have sat down in Miss Dunaway's row. They must be visitors. They've sat in Dunaway's row. And we had, you know, our row that we always sat in, and it was me and my two younger brothers. But this was back when I was probably, my youngest brother probably wasn't born, but middle brother, he was probably in the nursery. But I got to go to big church. And so I'm sitting there, and y'all, we had the preacher. He was Baptist, you know, hellfire and brimstone, Preacher Smith. And he was, you know, it's time for the end of the service. And, you know, Miss C.E. Hyder is playing Just As I Am on the church organ. And y'all, anytime you saw in the bulletin that the final song was the Just As I Am, you knew you were in trouble, because there are about 1,800 verses to that. And, you know, you just kept going until someone got the feeling of Jesus and came forward. And, you know, Preacher Smith is standing down there in the front. And he is down there, and he is going, "What are you waiting for? Jesus is waiting for you. What are you waiting for? What are you waiting for?" And this young child, and I won't mention his name, but he may be speaking to you as of right now, but Preacher Smith is yelling, "What are you waiting for?" And this young child in a loud voice says, "We're waiting for you to shut up so we can go home." My grandmother turned 1,000 shades of red. And, now, I don't remember this, but this story is told on me. But, I may not have said shut up. We're waiting for you to finish so we can go home or something like that. But anyway, it made Preacher Smith laugh, and he all of a sudden he didn't need anybody to come on down, and Miss C.E. Hyder played the last verse just as I am, and we went home. So anyway, y'all, I don't know where that came from. Oh, I do know where that came from. It's because Sterling has sent me an e-letter of different signs and different things from the different churches. And he says that he has really enjoyed these. It says, this email has been going around for a while, and I wondered if you'd seen it. And y'all, I hadn't seen it. It says, apparently, it's a compilation of various church notices either posted on the sign outside or typed by the volunteer ladies who work in the church offices and can't spell worth a shit. I grew up in one of these churches, and I also howled. And so I howled out loud while reading these bloopers, and I rarely howl anymore. How dare you, Sterling? You better be howling at Big Fatty's story of talking back to Preacher Smith that I just told. There better have been a howl. But y'all, the Riverside Baptist Church on its sign out front says, read your Bible, it will scare the hell right out of you. Okay. And I'm just going to go down these. The Fasting and Prayer Conference includes all meals. The sermon this morning, Jesus Walks on the Water. The sermon tonight, Searching for Jesus. Ladies, don't forget the rummage sale. It's a chance to get rid of those things not worth keeping around the house. Bring your husbands. Remember in prayer the many who are sick of our community. Smile at someone who is hard to love. Say hell to someone who doesn't care much about you. Don't let worry kill you off. Let the church help. Miss Charlene Mason sang, I will not pass this way again, giving obvious pleasure to the congregation. For those of you who have children and don't know it, we have a nursery downstairs. Next Thursday, there will be tryouts for the choir. They need all the help they can get. And y'all, they did need all the help they could get. Irving Benson and Jesse Carter were married on October 24th in the church. So ends a friendship that began in their school days. The Bean Supper will be held on Tuesday evening in the church hall. Music will follow. At the evening service tonight, the sermon topic will be, What the Hell? Come early and listen to our choir practice. 8 new choir robes are currently needed due to the addition of several new members and to the deterioration of some older ones. I think that's older robes, not older members. Scouts are saving aluminum cans, bottles, and other items to be recycled. Proceeds will be used to cripple children. Oh, Lord. Poor. Oh, Big Party, that would make me cry. Please place your donation in the envelope along with the deceased person you want to be remembered. The church will host an evening of fine dining, super entertainment, and gracious hostility. Potluck supper Sunday at 5 p.m., prayer and medication to follow. The ladies of the church have cast off clothing of every kind. They may be seen in the basement on Friday afternoon. This evening at 7 p.m., there will be a hymn singing in the park across from the church. Bring a blanket and come prepared to sin. Ladies' Bible study will be held Thursday morning at 10 a.m. All ladies are invited to lunch in the fellowship hall after the BS is done. That's the Bible study. The pastor would appreciate it if the ladies of the congregation would lend him their electric girdles for the pancake breakfast next Sunday. Low self-esteem support group will meet Thursday at 7 p.m. Please use the back door. The eighth graders will be presenting Shakespeare's Hamlet in the church basement Friday at 7 p.m. the congregation is invited to attend this tragedy. Weight Watchers will meet at 7 p.m. at First Presbyterian Church. Please use the large double door at the side. The associate minister unveiled the church's new campaign slogan last Sunday. I upped my pledge. Up yours. Oh, dear God. Y'all, those are fucking fabulous. God love the poor ladies of the church that don't know how to spell. Y'all, Miss Kenny used to be one of the ladies of the church, and he would do the church bulletin also. But I don't think he does that anymore. So anyway. Now, y'all, it is a big old full moon this weekend. Be on the lookout for the crazies, y'all, because you know they're going to be out. And the full moon actually falls on Sunday. But, y'all, that doesn't mean that the crazies aren't going to be out on Friday and Saturday either. So, I'm just telling you, be aware of that. Now, y'all, Big Fatty picked up his statement from the Coal Mining Human Resources office today. And it tells us how long Big Fatty has been working here, and how much he has contributed to the pension system, y'all. Oh, I have contributed to the pension system. And, y'all, let's take a look here. I have, as of the 30th of June of this year, 2009, Big Fatty has been working at the coal mine for 28 years, 9 months, and 21 days, which is about right. And, y'all, I'm very happy to see that, because, you know, all you have to have to be able to retire from the coal mine is 28 years even. So I'm over that. I'm past 29 years now, and I'm sure that Mr. Larry H. Vader, that's
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
I know he's wishing that the death panels would come along and relieve him of his pain and suffering, better known as Big Fatty. And y'all, believe it or not, Big Fatty heard from Jeremiah. I heard from Jeremiah about the show, and I don't see his thing now. Oh, maybe it's right here. Oh, here it is right here. Yo, Jeremiah wrote to me and said, gas is $2.02 in South Mississippi today. However, the Walmart has opened a filling station in town, and for the past month there has been a gas price war. And for the record, Rawhide is his favorite haunt while in New Orleans. He says, Big Fatty, the bathroom does still have that big open urinal, and of course the private bathroom for more involved gatherings. Most things you have heard about Rawhide are true. It was the first homosexual watering hole that he ever attended, and the chaser bartender jumped over the bar and ran after Jeremiah on the street, y'all. That was way back in the year of our Lord, 2001, and after that I was hooked, he says. Now, y'all, I don't know what the chaser bartender is all about. Oh dear Gussie. But y'all, I guarantee you the chaser bartender will be doing some chasing this weekend. Because it's the full moon, y'all, and they're just crazy. They're just crazy. And y'all, by the way, Miss West reports that gas is $3.07 a gallon on the surface of the sun in Southern California. But y'all, Miss West isn't going to be on the surface of the sun. He is going to be at the happiest place on earth. And y'all, I can assure you that if I was out there with Miss West and the youngest daughter, Nessa, and Wiener, and the That's What She Said boys, we'd all have to get together and pose.
Of course I had to stop and take a picture of that.
Of course you would. Happy weekend.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. And give me your good gosh and gay.
Me!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.